Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's talk girls golf over at Sherrard High School. Marissa Koonsman is a senior, and she is off to a good start. So tell us about your senior campaign so far. As we talked to you, I think, back-to-back medalists this week. How have you been playing? What's been the key to your game?
Just trying to be consistent and trying to get my drive to go straight and far.
And it must be this week. So it's your senior year, so you've been shooting pretty good scores already. Tell us a little bit about kind of what you're hoping for as the fall of 2023 progresses.
I hope for our team to, like, keep going down on our scores, get better. And I hope we make it to sectionals as a team, maybe even state if we could. That would be really amazing. We have a pretty good team this year, so I'm excited.
So the head coach has the same last name as you. So correct. I was talking with you off the air. That's Dad. So tell us about relationship on the golf course between dad and daughter. What's that like?
It can kind of get complicated sometimes, but I think I like him better as a head coach than I do a co-coach, because he used to be like the co-coach and he used to like bother me a lot, and we used to get in a lot of like arguments on the golf course, but now he has to coach other girls, not just me. So it's a lot better. So I could just tell him to like go coach the other girls, and so he doesn't annoy me as much. But
good answer, I guess. So your love of the game, how far does it go back? Tell us about when you kind of picked up this sport.
I've been playing golf since I was 4, but I haven't, like, I started like doing camps and stuff when I was like 7 years old. So, and then my first tournament was in 8th grade.
And just in terms of why you like the sport, where did you kind of pick up the serious interest in the game at? Or when did that occur?
Probably my mom and dad, they both play golf and they both have interests. So they were just like, you should play. I was like, okay.
And fine tuning your game here as 2023 progresses, what do you think some of the areas you really need to improve on if you want to make that, you know, serious run when you talk about sectional or even state?
For me, individually or like as a team?
Yeah, individually about your game. What do you really feel you need to kind of fine tune?
Probably just getting everything more consistent and practicing more. Maybe my putts currently, just because they're a little bit off. But yeah, I don't know.
And then as far as some of the courses in the area, where do you really like playing golf at?
That's a good question. I like playing golf at Saki, Fire Lake. I don't know. Like, I have more courses that I don't like to play at than I do like to play at, that I remember at least. I don't know. I like to play a lot of courses. I like playing all different courses.
You're also involved in cheerleading. And what are some of the other activities that you participate in over at Sherrard High School?
I also do archery, and I'm a senior Senate member, and I am an ambassador for the Gray Lives Matter.
So where did you pick up the interest in archery at, and how good are you at that?
I'm okay. I picked it up in, like, middle school, because I didn't have really much to do. So I decided to, you know, start doing that. And there's like a little club that I used to go to. So
you're pretty good at aiming at things, I'm assuming? You hit the target?
Yeah.
So this,
I would say so.
So the similarities, can you draw a comparison between, like, you know, archery, a good shot, and then golf making a good shot? Are there any comparisons with the two?
Yeah.
Is it just concentration?
A lot of it, yeah. And just being calm. Just you know, because if you get frustrated, then things don't go your way, and then your game starts going all over.
All right. Well, it's been fun to chat with Marissa Koonsman. She's a senior on the golf team over at Sherrard and off to a great start. Keep up the good work, and we hope you have a deep postseason run here in the fall.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.